Hey, this is Jay.
And Aaron.
And Richard.
And we're the VCR Kids. We watch movies from our childhood and we see if they still hold up. This week, for movie 131, we let Aaron pick one, and I think I'm going to regret it. I don't know about everyone else, but we're watching Fly Away Home.
You will not regret it.
I don't know. We just watched a trailer for it, and it already has one of my biggest pet peeves.
What?
Bad accent work.
What accent?
What do you mean, what accent? What is Anna Paquin doing? Talking in some like Irish nonsense.
I think that's her voice.
No.
I'm Googling it.
I'm a step ahead of you, Aaron. It looks like she has citizenship in New Zealand and Canada. So maybe that is a Kiwi accent or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she was born in New Zealand. Yeah. She was brought up in Wellington, New Zealand.
Jay, I thought you were going to say that this is from the makers of Black Stallion, which really rubbed me the wrong way.
But we didn't watch Black Stallion, right? We watched Black Beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to be honest, Black Stallion
the
was
same
the
thing.
Yeah, ripoff of Black Beauty.
I didn't know Anna Paquin won an Academy Award.
Oh, yeah.
It must have been for something even before this movie, because they mentioned it in the trailer.
Yeah, yeah, it's... Before we start recording, it's for the movie called The Piano, which is really good.
And she was Rogue in X-Men. Right? She was Rogue?
Yeah, but I don't think she got an Academy Award for that.
No, but she was really famous for that. And then she was Suki, I think, in True Blood. But I've never seen True Blood, but I know that she's in True Blood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. She won a Golden Globe for her portrayal as Suki.
Yeah, there you go. Told you.
Well.
Told me.
What can we say about this movie? I remember seeing it growing up. I don't remember. I remember there was a trailer for it on some other VHS that we had. And so it was like, saw the trailer a lot. I only remember seeing the actual movie like maybe once. What about you guys?
I've watched this a few times when I was little, I think. It may have come out on TV a few times, and then I just watched it. So I remember, like, everything about this movie.
I don't know if I've seen this. I remember it coming out, and the little craft that she's in. As a boy, I was like, that would be awesome to have. That's the only memories I have of this movie.
Yeah, because her dad was an artist, but he had a lot of hobbies, and one of them was, like, flying those things. I don't know if he, like, tried to make a plane, or, like, he just, like, was a hobbyist of them. But he did. And I think, like, they're not saying that the geese are, like, special or rare or endangered or anything. They literally just found them because they started logging his land, and I guess they weren't supposed to. Like, he was battling the city on it. Like, I guess he battled the city on a lot of things, and they just kind of were fed up with him. So, like, as soon as they found out that he had geese on his property, like, they were all up on him with, like, ordinances and stuff. So they were like, you have to clip their wings. And the girl obviously didn't want them to do that. And they were like, well, they can't stay here past a certain date, or like, you're going to be in violation because they migrate, you know. So they'd leave Canada and go down south. So then they had to like devise this like insane plan to take, because they've imprinted on the girl. So they'll only follow the girl. So she has to lead them down south on their migration path. So she has to show them what to do for the first time, and then they should be able to do it themselves the rest of the times, but she had to like show them, and they had to do it by like a certain date, or the city was like going to come take them and clip the wings, was the thing that I think was
so
going
that's
on.
The entire movie.
Yeah.
Why do we need to watch it now?
So we'll see you. We'll see you next week, guys.
Yeah. But I didn't say what happens.
What are you talking about?
Like,
you
if just they make it or not.
15 minutes know. Saying exactly what happened.
They might not make it. They might not make it, Jay.
You think she's like she like crashes in a field somewhere and dies or something?
Yeah, no. They crash those things all the time.
I'm on the Wikipedia page. I forgot about this. So have you ever seen The Squid and the Whale?
No. Mm-hmm.
So Anna Paquin is a love interest of Jeff Daniels in that movie, which apparently, according to Jeff Daniels, was very awkward filming because, you know, it's very different than this movie.
Because he played her dad.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yikes. Wolf.
I mean, he seems to be running around in his underwear a lot in this movie. So.
Yeah, because he has no idea how to be around a child. In this movie. I don't know about real life. Jim.
Well, it's a good thing this is an audio medium because everyone would have just seen Jim's butt.
Yeah, Jim walked across my keyboard because we're really, really close to his dinner time. So
that's a whole 18 minutes away.
Yeah, but it's been getting darker earlier and he doesn't exactly keep up with the trends. So he thinks he's been starved for hours.
Well, I don't really, like I said, I don't have a whole lot of memories of this movie. Although, is it based on a true story or am I making that up?
I don't think it is.
Well, I'm looking at the page here. It says it's based on Father Goose, one man, a gaggle of geese, and their real life incredible journey south.
Oh, so it was just a guy that did it?
I did not read the book, but it does look like it was based off of some sort of true story.
Jesus, that would be like insane. Like, I feel like you could get away with this like up until about the 80s. And then after that, it would be like, no. You know, like, and particularly September 11th, like after that, like, absolutely not. You could not do this. Cause they just like fly the planes down, like, they cross the border from Canada into the United States. And they are, you know, I guess they thought they were low enough, like, to avoid any, like, flight paths or whatever. But there's, like, a scene in this where that's, like, not quite the case. But, yeah.
So this is, I think, our third movie with Jeff Daniels.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. We did Arachnophobia.
Oh, right.
And we did 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, yeah. He was in that.
We've yet to do Dumb and Dumber, which with the popularity of some of our other comedies from the 90s, that might be something we need to look into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dumb and Dumber.
He was in Speed. I didn't know that.
Speed? Is that the one where they're on the bus?
That's right.
And it has to stay that speed.
That's right.
And that's why they call it Speed.
Yeah.
Good job.
We should do Speed.
This movie also posits that you should care about Canada geese, which I don't know. If you're from an area that's at all like our area, it's really hard to care about those vermin birds.
They honestly are vermin birds. Like
pooping everywhere and disrupting traffic and... There's so many of them and they get so aggressive. Like when they have, like when you see like the teen ones around and they get so aggressive.
Well, and they leave like poop all over the place. They just poop all over the place and they're not little poops. They're like kind of sizable, like little logs and it's just all over and they do like wander into the road. It's not even as bad as here. Where I grew up, Apex, there used to be geese like wandering all over the road all the time. And
you have no idea what it was like at UNC Charlotte.
Oh, okay. But like in Apex, they would literally block up the whole road and people would have to get out and like shoo them with their hands to try and get them. Like there'd be like a line of cars, you know, people are like honking and like running around. That would happen at least once a season, if not more times.
Apparently. They're also bad for aircraft. It is.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
The second one.
Just ask Sully.
Yeah, that's what happened in the Miracle on the Hudson. Which, here's a fun fact. My dad was supposed to be on that plane.
Wow.
He had a ticket booked for that plane. Which airport did it fly out of?
United.
No, airport.
Well, it had to be near the Hudson, right?
Yeah, it was either JFK or LaGuardia. I'm not intimately familiar with New York airports. Whichever the worst one is, because my dad was like, I'm not flying out of that airport. I'm not doing it. Because he had to like cross town to get there. He was like, just put me on a flight out of the other airport that's closer to where I am and it's better. So they were like, okay. And they switched his flight to the other airport. But the original flight they had him booked on was that one.
It was
out of LaGuardia. Flying to Charlotte.
See?
So
yeah, he was booked on that flight. He got out of it though, luckily. I mean, I guess he would have lived, but I mean, that would not be fun. I don't think I would want to get on another plane after that.
Well, any other thoughts you guys have about this movie that just looks super exciting?
Well, I have hope that it's a cute, good movie.
That was literally every thought I had about this movie, Jay. So no.
All right. Well, we're going to get to watching Fly Away Home, and we'll talk to y'all in a second. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Why is Jamie Lannister such a compelling character?
What is the best time machine from a movie?
Why did Michael Scott need 3 vasectomies?
To find out the answer to all these questions and so much more, check out A Podcast About Something.
Each week on A Podcast About Something, we dive deep into whatever we find interesting.
From movies and TV to sports and paranormal, we explore it all.
Listen and subscribe to A Podcast About Something on your favorite podcast app.
You can also follow us on Twitter at APASomething or check out our website, apodcastaboutsomething.com. And always, stay classy.
All right, y'all, we are finished watching Fly Away Home, the Goose propaganda film. And I don't know about you guys, but I definitely have some thoughts about it. First of all, this movie starts off incredibly intense.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With like a nice, sweet, I don't know what the actual song is, but it definitely reminded me of like In the Arms of the Angel. Playing while puppy dogs are starving with a mother and daughter, and then a car crash happens and surprise, the mom died, because it wouldn't be a 90s movie without a parent dying in it, right.
Yeah, that was like intense right off the bat. And then she wakes up in the hospital and the dad's like, oh, I'm here to take you home to Canada. So what a way to wake up.
Yeah. And then it goes right to deforestation. It's just.
Yeah. Well, she's like bang. Yeah. Well, she's not very happy like transitioning over to his house. Like she doesn't get any of the things he does because he was like an absent father, essentially. Like he was kind of there.
I mean, they split up and they lived on different sides of the world.
Yeah, but it seemed like he was kind of there, but not really, because she didn't really know him or anything about his life. And then
I will say that I think this part of the movie was probably the worst executed part of like the quirky dad and the like preteen daughter trying to get along. Like it just, I felt like there was so much potential of like the dad's insane inventions and they were just like such a tiny afterthought and they just brushed by it so much. And I feel like that really would have helped build the characters.
Because he built the planes. Like, those were his inventions. The planes. That's, like, the whole point. Like, they could do it because he built the planes.
I mean, that was one aspect of it. But it was like, she was like, what is this? A fridge? And then the next thing, she's like, wow, that's a cool plane. We're friends now.
I think you're using that term invent pretty loosely there, Aaron.
Well, yeah, I mean, but okay, so he didn't invent a plane because that was the Wright brothers and all, but like he built them and he invented the
fridge that looked like
yeah.
the egg containment unit from Jurassic Park.
I guess he engineered a one-man glider plane craft thing. So he engineered both of those. She's not really into any of it until there is some deforestation going on. They're trying to build a development behind his house, which he doesn't like. And then when they're clearing the trees out, they destroy a goose nest, and she finds that, well, they don't destroy the eggs, but like the mom is dead or something. I don't know. And then she finds it and hears them like peeping in the eggs. So she scoops them up and takes them into the barn and sets them up with like a heat lamp and hatches them.
Yep.
And then they imprint on her.
And then there's tons and tons and tons of footage of baby geese following her around.
Yeah, because they imprint on her.
Definitely a lot of Black Beauty action in this movie. It was very quiet. There's not a lot of dialogue for stretches at a time in this movie.
There's also a girlfriend and an uncle involved. The uncle who loves wrestling. There's a park ranger, or I guess like a forest ranger involved. Which yeah. I think my biggest question about the movie is like, it seems to be kind of like there are themes in the movie of like, we have to protect nature and we have to like be good stewards of nature and we have to stop deforestation and all these like these buildings happening and stuff. But then the guy who's like trying to protect the animals and nature is painted as like the villain of the movie.
Yeah, this movie was definitely somewhat anti-regulation in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I think they just like to march to the beat of their own drum and like that's that. Jay and I were also saying that, or I at least was saying to Jay, that this movie could not happen after 9/11. Not in any way would this have gone down.
Oh, no, they'd be shot down in the sky.
Are you telling me the military wouldn't have welcomed them with open arms and like yeah. made it a whole circus? Yeah. And
so he just listed all the bad things they did, right? Like as on their first day, they like broke the geese out. So they're transporting stolen property without a permit or a flight plan across the border into the United States. And the place that they choose to land is like a high security Air Force base. And they just thought it was funny. They like let it happen and thought it was funny because they like picked them up on the radar coming in and they were like scrambling the fighters and blah blah blah. You know, in every movie when they're like scramble the fighters and then you see like the fighters like going off on their jet or whatever on the
scramble the fighters.
Yeah, that's what they say. Scramble them. What does that even mean? I don't know. Scramble in there. But
well, they did not scramble fast enough because they were still on the ground when
yeah.
those little ultralight flyers came down
that are going 30 miles per hour. So it's like a grandma like in her sedan driving down the road. They couldn't get around to it fast enough. But anyway, so they just thought it was cute, I guess. But I feel like today that would not happen at all.
Well, also before they take off, like basically the whole conceit is there are these geese. They like need to be taught to migrate or else they'll, I guess, freeze to death in Canada when the winter comes.
Or they'll just be lost in the sky if they don't know where to go.
Well, they didn't even know how to fly before they started going up in the aircrafts.
That's
they were
true.
Like celebrating that they were flying.
Yeah, that's true. She had to lead them up into the air.
And so they hatch this elaborate plan to, cause they have the option to make them domestic geese and Whiteless. Clip their wings, and just keep the geese like on a farm almost, but they're like, screw that. we're going to teach these birds to fly, even though they didn't know how to beforehand. And we're going to fly them all the way down to North Carolina with with like a bicycle engine aircraft.
I think the daughter essentially guilt tripped the dad into doing whatever she wanted.
I mean,
you know, she was in the position to call the shots.
I mean, after he showed like his naked daughter to all of his friends, like that was the most awkward scene in the whole movie.
I mean, Anna Paquin, half the movie, she's either screaming or honking. Like, I don't know. I kind of found her annoying by the end of this movie. So
yeah, there was an incredibly uncomfortable scene where she was taking a shower and then I guess got soap in her eye. And then
the frog squirted shampoo into her eye.
And then everyone was like, well, we know she's taking a shower. Let's just burst in there and like all crowd around the door and watch. Like, what the heck is going on? Yeah.
I will say this, though. I enjoyed the movie when, are they goslings? What are baby geese?
Goslings.
Yeah.
Like Ryan.
That's right.
Yes.
And just like Ryan. Yeah.
Goslings.
They were extremely cute. And
they are so cute.
My heart melted. But then, of course, they grow up to be Canadian geese. And
hissing terror birds.
And the movie suffers dramatically from it.
Right. This movie is predicated on the idea that you can sympathize with these Canadian geese. Which, again, as I think we mentioned in the first part, if you're from an area that's on the migration path of Canadian geese, it's really hard to feel sympathy for them.
I was talking with Jay and I did say it was impressive because to make this movie, they literally had to have geese and like release them into the sky and teach them to fly with the planes. Like the geese had to do that for this movie to be made. So these aren't like fake geese or CGI geese. These are real geese doing this.
Well, you kind of wonder if they like actually imprinted some, like especially the goslings, like when they were babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's some ethical questions there.
Yeah. You can look on the IMDb page. There was a lot about how they filmed this, but there was a few shots of computer, especially like in the city.
Yeah. And I'm sure when they hit the goose or when they accidentally clipped Igor.
Igor.
Yeah.
Igor, that dumb goose. Didn't want to fly with everyone else. And then he flew directly into an airplane.
Yeah. When I was looking up about this movie, because the whole time I was like, what's the real story here? Because, you know, this tugs you in half a dozen different ways throughout. And you just go like, how much of this is real? I kind of want to read that book now about the guy. Because the daughter, that she was not really part of the story. Mm-hmm. In real life. Apparently he didn't mind it being dramatized in this way. I think he did some of the stunt work, you know, like he was the guy who was actually in the flyer for a lot of his shots. But it made me want to read the book because I think it's kind of different than what we saw in this movie. Yeah. Unsurprisingly.
Still a guy just like going out of his way to...
Yeah.
I mean, was he making an enormous metal dragon? Because if that's not real, then I don't want to know the real story.
I'll have to read and see. I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't know. She reacts very violently to them trying to clip the wings of the geese, and then they take off. And they're
very violently. She starts hitting them on the head with a metal bowl.
Yeah, popcorn bowl, and the popcorn goes flying. But they kind of bond over this, you know, they weren't really like she hated him before they started doing this. And then he kind of lets her go. The last little chunk, he ends up like crashing into a field and dislocating his shoulder. And they're kind of running short on time because there's like some time limit with the nature preserve, you know, which I feel like would not happen in real life. Like, oh, by sundown you have to get here or we can't start construction on this housing development. These geese gotta land by sundown.
that really confused me. Because that just felt like someone was writing a screenplay and we need one little extra thing at the end there.
We need stakes here.
Yeah.
So. There was a really great mullet in that crowd, though. And
it made it worth it.
The protesters. Yeah.
But yeah, so
and
they make
someone
it.
Said like someone was like, "Oh shit!" And I was like, "What?" Because this movie is like so bland and vanilla, and then someone was just like,
"And to be honest,
left field."
Yeah, and I would never say, "Oh shit!" in that moment. Like they're shooting and they're shooting geese, tons of them, which they had to have really filmed that too. I did think that was actually pretty impressive when you see like all the wild geese in the sky and there are just like flocks and flocks and flocks of like thousands of them. Do you remember that part?
You mean where they were like going with the larger group?
They went off with the larger group. But then people were shooting at them and then they swoop over them and they scream, "Oh shit."
Otherwise, a very, very mild G movie.
Yeah, but they didn't get that close to them. Like, that's not, you know, seems kind of shoehorned in.
Yep.
You had a grandma with a shotgun who.
Yeah, that was funny.
Apparently, against the poachers. She was, she thought, I guess at first they were hunters.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, like, just the noise that would make would get annoying. Though, honestly, they're probably doing. So sometimes, I know animal people are going to get mad at me. If humans have already, like, tipped the scale, like, we honestly have too many deer, and they're going to cause issues for other wildlife. And we have too many geese because we've gotten rid of their natural predators. And obviously, the best long-term solution is to introduce more natural predators. But in the short term, we have to figure out a way to, like, not let them get out of control. So that's why hunting can sometimes be helpful, you know.
I support the hunting of Canada geese.
I just, like, I could never personally do it. I think I'd feel like really, really upset, but I understand that it's a necessary thing based on the way that it is now. So
now in this movie, you would be an evil person, Aaron.
I'm sorry, movie. I mean, I wouldn't be out there. I mean, I'm all for like letting them go to that housing development. It looked like they were trying to build a housing development on a barrier island. It's in the middle of sand dunes in North Carolina. What stupid idiots.
Those things, talked about that for a really long time.
Yeah, it's like the worst idea possible. Like they're literally made to get just like destroyed by hurricanes so that the rest of North Carolina isn't destroyed. So yeah, let's build and buy a house on the one part of North Carolina that the world literally made to be destroyed by hurricanes. They're there because of it.
This will show my bias. The one change that they made in the movie, he flew to South Carolina in real life, but I think they picked the right Carolina for this.
Yeah, they did. Much better. Much more classy.
Well, what do you guys think about the movie overall? Any major kind of takeaways you had? I, for one, really found it interesting. As much as I'm not the biggest fan of this movie, I did find it really interesting to see a movie kind of taking place in Canada for almost the whole movie. I thought it was an interesting change of pace since almost everything that we've seen has been an American movie or a fantasy movie.
I kind of like the movie. So my favorite part of this movie were all like the aerial shots. I thought they were shot really well. Some of them were really beautiful. But then the movie ends with this 5-minute long. They play like the entire song of her just kind of flying around.
Yeah.
It was just too over the top. Like
the
syrupy.
Same song from the beginning.
Yeah.
When they died or when the mom died.
Yeah, I was like, you're way too transparent in trying to manipulate my emotions, and now I just want to be done with this movie.
I didn't hate it. Well, that part. But, I mean, I like the movie overall still. It's just like a feel-good movie. You know, it's not going to be like on my top 10 list of like, oh, this movie's so great. But it's like enjoyable to watch, you know, as long as you don't watch it too often.
Yeah, I guess I do like Jeff Daniels a little better than I thought.
I thought he did really well in this movie. To me, this one like hits right in the mode of like Free Willy and Flipper and like those movies where it's like, this, it's kind of boring. I don't ever want to watch it again. But like, I think it was a good kids movie. Like it's a good like family movie, you know?
Yeah, a family movie.
Definitely superior than Black Beauty. I like humans kind of propelling the story. So
right, and the animals don't have thoughts that they turn into a monologue. It's fine. No, and then like after the credits roll, there's like a scene of Igor. I wondered when I would make it back home.
I am far from home. Yeah,
I am far from home here in North Carolina. Because if you haven't seen Black Beauty, I think he has an Irish accent.
We had to pay to rent this movie, and I'm a little bit disappointed in that when we subscribed to so many streaming services.
Something we mention a lot. I would show this to my children. I think it's a feel good story. It's very, very innocent, and it's good.
There's only one shit.
That's right.
That's true.
I think it falls right in there where it's, I think it holds up in the fact that it's well made. I don't think that there's anything that is cringeworthy now watching it back, you know?
No.
But it's kind of boring and bland, and like, it would be good. It's a good movie if like your kids are into it. Like, yeah, that's a good one for them to watch over and over again. But
it did hit the spot for fall, I have to say. Like that post-Halloween fall.
No, I do think they're like, if we have kids and they watch this movie, I will have to have a serious talk with them afterwards about all the pro-duck propaganda or pro-goose propaganda.
Oh, goodness.
And about being aware of being manipulated by cinema.
Didn't Goose chase Holly when she was a puppy?
Yeah. Holly hates geese. Or at least she did when she was a puppy. She hasn't seen any since they migrated north.
Do you think this caused children after seeing it to go like, oh, Canadian geese?
Yeah, definitely. Our
friends, and then get attacked in a park.
I'm like 100% sure that happened.
I thought you were gonna go a different pathway, in which I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure I definitely tried to find some goose eggs when I was a kid.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever been to like the tractor supply store, just like an old Ace Hardware in like the springtime when they had the decks? Mm-mm. Oh, maybe like, I don't know. I grew up a little more far out, but there was like always a hardware store that we would go to like in the spring, and they'd have decks, like little ducklings and stuff. So cute.
Yeah, Renee, she had a chicken a little while back. Oh. And let me just say, cats, you know, they're pretty ferocious animals. So anyways,
you guys have 16 of them.
Yeah. So. It was none of our cats that did the business.
That would be even worse. My mom had a duck when she was growing up, and she said it was a good pet. Yeah. I don't know.
Erin has a lizard that just pulled a Jurassic Park on her.
They told me it was a boy when I bought it. And then today, in the middle of class, the first day the students actually return to school, I look over and the thing is laying eggs. It's got like 20 of them. I'm like, what the heck? Surprise. Like, you couldn't have waited or done it earlier when there's like no children in the room. I can't help you now.
Isn't that like why you have a class pet, is so that they can see like life in action?
I guess so. I just didn't want to deal with it, to be honest. Eggs is not what I signed up for.
So what is Dwight's new name?
Dwightina.
Not Angela.
No, that would be funny though. Angela. Maybe Princess Dwight. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We maybe can vote on it.
Speaking of, if you're listening to this on episode release day, go vote because it's voting day. And if you're listening to it anytime after episode release day, I hope you take this as a time capsule of what life was like right before the Second Civil War.
Stop. It's hopefully not going to get like that. But yes, do please vote. 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 Vote.
Unless you're not from America, if you're listening from Canada or Korea or India, we've got some listeners in India.
I mean, you should vote in your own country.
Yeah. But
still vote. Just not like in an American election, because that's not possible.
Any other thoughts you guys have about this movie before we wrap it up?
I liked it.
It was better than I thought it would be. I thought we were about to go down another road of... I think it's just purely because I like Jeff Daniels. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, we should do Dumb and Dumber. Make Erin watch that. I'm sure she'll love it. All right. Well, let us know your thoughts on Fly Away Home, whether you've seen it recently or you haven't seen it since you were a child. You can find us on Twitter at the VCR Kids or any social media at the VCR Kids. If you have a movie you want us to do, let us know on there too, because we've got our list, but there's definitely some on there that we're trying to avoid watching at all costs. I think
they don't want to watch any more Don Bluth movies.
No, no, please God, no. we'll talk to you next week. Provided the world hasn't exploded. And bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
Ah! .com.